Lindley, the Australian network has been under a lot of pressure lately, and there's a challenge to it in the sense that some people say that it's not doing what it's supposed to do. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think it's important to understand that the Australian network service is now part of a new agreement that we have with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to deliver an integrated, multi-platform international media service. And that comprises not only Australian Network, but also Radio Australia and our various online, mobile and social media services. And we have been examining how best to deliver this integrated service and have developed a new strategic plan. And that all commenced in July last year. So we openly acknowledge that the Australian Network Television Service needs to be refreshed, it needs to have a more clearer definition to its programming. The agreement has required a very broad spectrum of programming to be delivered, and that's very difficult in a crowded media environment such as we have today. So we're seeking to redefine what the Australian Network Service for Television is delivering and supplement that with the various digital media services and syndication partnerships we have in the region. So what I would say to those critics is, one needs to consider the overall offering. One needs to understand that this is a new agreement, a new strategy. It started in July last year. They need to understand that we have lifted audience reach.
One of the big successes of the Australian Network, though, has been English for non-English speaking people, and I believe the figures show that you are almost a world leader. Is that right, or have I got it wrong?
We're right up there, Colin. I wouldn't say that we are the world leader, but we are right up there in the top five global services of this kind, and that's through our social media Learn English page, Facebook page I should say. What we're looking at doing again here is we've offered in the past and still do to an extent English language learning across Radio Australia, Australian Network, online, and now of course we have mobile and we have social media, Facebook being the most successful of our offerings with over 1,039,000 followers as of today. We need to focus, as I said, the Australian Network TV service, and we'll be looking to focus our learning services into digital media and social media. And so in the future, you won't see that service on the Australian Network TV channel, even though it is very successful. It's about using the right platform, the right content to match the audience needs.
You mentioned syndication. Now, syndication strikes me as being important because that's where you get your product onto foreign broadcasters. Mm-hmm. Can you give us some examples of where you've done that?
Yes, look, it is very important, Colin. Thank you for raising that. I think Indonesia and China are two really very good examples of this strategy working very effectively. So let's take Indonesia, for example. So we have our television service rebroadcast there. We're no longer broadcasting radio. We were delivering shortwave radio. We're no longer doing that. And we have extended our reach, though, through partnerships with all of the major media companies in Indonesia now. So MNC in television, Metro TV. We have a partnership with Republika, with Detik Online, with Jawapos, with Tempo. If I have a look at our increased digital reach across all of our partners and our own services, the monthly reach in January was up to 875,000 unique users of the service.
What kind of feedback do you get from listeners from Sri Lanka, from Cambodia, from China, from Indonesia? What are they saying to you about your service?
We're not broadcasting radio in all of those markets. Sorry, I've taken the question literally when you say listeners. So if we talk about audience members, I think that one of the great things too about digital media these days is you've got this instant feedback loop. So we're getting comments from people, whether it's via Facebook or whether they're emailing us. But really, we can watch what the interactivity is around certain stories online and on Facebook live and as it happens, really. So that's the feedback loop from the audience. And some of them make comments and some of them don't, but we can see what's happening.
One of the criticisms I've heard of what you do is that you don't really have much on business at all. Are you fixing that up?
We are indeed, yes. I think that while we have a daily business update with Whitney Fitzsimmons, we're extending the range of business programming that we have in the schedule. And in fact, we've just entered into an arrangement with David Koch to produce a new business program, and it's being sponsored by the National Australia Bank. And we have a number of other business programs on the slate. I think that it's important to state that we aim to support Australian business and provide a comprehensive communication network, not only for the presentation of soft diplomacy, if you like, and economic diplomacy, but also for the promotion of Australian business and trade.
Lindley, thanks very much and good luck.
Thank you very much, Colin.